Saturday morning. I've been up since 4. I'm now in a bar in Houston Airport at 9:40. And I understand from the people around me that beer for breakfast is obligatory in Texas. So yes. This is the third in a sequence of Audio Boom. I did the first one, which was featured, yesterday, which was getting the dance troupe getting ready for the performance. And then I did and it was a performance, and then I did, in all senses of the word, and then I did a boo. I made a boo during the event, and this is a kind of follow-up boo. Actually, the parade finished quite early, really. It was sort of 9 o'clock-ish, but everybody was absolutely shattered. It was extraordinary. I've taken some video, which I'll post. But I wanted to get some impressions down before the long journey I'm going on kind of changes them or removes them, if they're coming. What things will I remember? Let's see. What I will remember is dragging the float with the PA on it with Graham. We were pulling it along. That means we're at the back of the troupe as they dance, which means you have a fantastic opportunity to observe the crowd and see how they're reacting. And they react beautifully. Those of you conscious of American idiom will realise that muffalotters is actually a very rude pun. I'm ashamed to say it had to be explained to me very delicately, well, delicately for her, by the amazing Laura Paul. But it's less obvious than, for example, the bearded oysters, who leave little to the imagination. And that's the good thing about the muffalotters. They leave a lot to the imagination, and that's really good. And that means that everybody gets the joke. Small children see these 1950s waitresses dancing about and think it's wonderful and smile. Grown-ups think it's very funny. One thing that's really nice is the way that as the dance troupe moves past, people start to dance with them. And at one stage there was a proper hoolie where the chieftain's number that went round and round, people from the crowd were joining in and dancing along with the muffalotters. The other thing that has to be recorded is the great spirit and joy with which they dance. It's absolutely wonderful. And the other thing that's interesting is women get this, women in the crowd get this dance much more than the blokes do. And women, I don't know, particularly sort of elderly women who must have been girls in the 50s, smile like crazy and dance along. Younger women like the spirit of it. And the other thing that the muffalotters, I was told, do is anybody can join. It doesn't matter. Age, size. I think you have to be female. But then there are jobs for the blokes. And the spirit with which they dance is really, really good. I was invited to be what's laughingly called a bun warmer, which is a kind of assistant. So we walked around with the troupe. Well, my job was pulling the float, but also making sure that people in the crowd don't get too enthusiastic, and also kind of just making sure that they get water and they get looked after as they dance around. This parade wasn't as intense as some of the really big ones, the Mardi Gras type parades and the Halloween parade, which they did, where I think the role of kind of security becomes a bit more important. This was a really friendly, and it was very busy, but it wasn't too mad. It was mad enough to be good, if you see what I mean. And it was a fantastic experience, and it was a privilege for me to be asked to do it. It was great.